Pabst Blue Ribbon and Pabst Blue Ribbon dealers everywhere present for your entertainment Ben Burney, the old maestro, and the one and only Sophie Tucker. It's time for Pabst. Enjoy beer. It's a fine drink. But to enjoy it to the fullest, be sure the bottle carries the famous Pabst Blue Ribbon label. That label has stood for quality for more than 90 years. It is your guarantee of the best there is in beer and ale. It's your assurance of fine flavor, of pure wholesomeness, of true refreshment. Be sure always that it's Pabst. There's a good dealer in your neighborhood who is building his business on quality. Naturally, he displays the Pabst Blue Ribbon sign, for he offers you the very best in brews as in all other merchandise. And now for Ben Burney, the old maestro, and all the lads.
And salutations to all you guys and all you gals. Greetings, felicitations to all of our Blue Ribbon pals. We travel northern, southern, eastern, western, and everywhere we go we find the most and of the best. Greetings and salutations to all you guys and gals.
Yelza, yelza, yelza. Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. Greetings, salutations, et cetera, et cetera, and a good old et cetera. This is Ben Burney, the old maestro, and all the lads. And as Jimmy Wallington has told you, we have as our guest that grand gal who is making Hollywood history on Broadway.
Wait a minute, Ben. Wait a minute.
Why?
Wait a minute.
Sophie Tucker. Why, Sophie. Sophie, you're not supposed to come in now. I'm saving you till later. You're my guest star.
Now, wait a minute, Benny. Let's forget all about the guest stuff. You and me and Pat, we've known each other for years.
Yes,
We're all just home folks. You've been working very hard on these Tuesday night programs. You look tired. I feel great. So let me take charge here. Now, you go over in the corner and relax. Take it easy. Remember, Tucker is here. Yes, remember?
But, Sophie, I've got to introduce the musical number.
Listen, baby. I was introducing numbers when you were a fiddle player.
Oh, Sophie, but tell me, can you lead a band?
Can I lead a band? Can I lead a band? What's the first number here? Let me have the list, please. The list.
Here it is.
Whose honey are you? Whose honey are you, boys?
Sophie!
Can I lead a band?
Dick Seville. Incidentally, Dick was 10 minutes late tonight. I think he was breaking in a new telephone number. And now we're going to play...
Now, Ben, what did I tell you?
Why, okay, Sophie, but I was just going to wish the folks a happy Easter.
Oh, that reminds me, Ben. Last Easter, things were so tough for a friend of mine. He was so hard up. When he had his friends over for Easter dinner, nobody noticed that the parrot was missing until the maid brought in the chicken. And the chicken raised up off the platter and shouted, "What? No blue ribbon?"
Oh,
as I was saying, Ben, this is your night off. Here I am giving you a chance to relax, and here you are right back at the microphone. What's the idea?
Well, Sophie, I'll tell you. I had a little surprise here that even you aren't in on.
Mm.
I brought my sister Lee up here tonight. she's been singing over some of the smaller stations around New York. And all my brothers and sisters, I have 11 of them, tell me that she's right good. So I want to introduce her to the Blue Ribbon listeners. And I'm glad you're here tonight, folks, because I'd like for you to hear her and tell the kids whether she's any good or not.
Okay, then, let's hear her. Now, what is she going to say?
She's going to sing a chorus of I Was Lucky from Follies Bergère.
Oh, I was lucky. I was certainly lucky today. That horse you gave me to bet on.
Oh, Sophia, I'm sorry about that. Bus stopper thought he'd win. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry that horse didn't come in,
though. That's all right, Ben. I never play your chips anyway. I gave it a windshield.
You gave it a windshield? Well, I'll give you another horse tomorrow.
Go ahead, Lee, and don't be nervous, dear. Don't be nervous.
I was lucky to be born at the same time as you. I was lucky to be born in the same skies of blue. The same moon above. Maybe someday we may share the same love. I was lucky, but you didn't meet somebody else. I was lucky, for there might have been somebody else. What a lucky day, the day I hear you say, you are lucky
when I'd hear a Bernie really sing. Well, as they say in the barbershop, who's next?
Well, Billy Wilson and the trio are next, Sophie. They're going to sing Let's Spill the Beans from our picture Stolen Harmony. That reminds me, Billy Wilson's father's a big bean grower in Ohio.
Uh-huh.
He's down in Washington now trying to persuade the government to fight the next war with bean bags. Have you ever been in Washington, Sophie?
Yowza, I've been there. In fact, I'm thinking of going down there next week. Ben, I want to be on the White House lawn each day. I want to see those cities egg rolling on the outside while the senators are log rolling on the inside.
Yeah, Why, Sophie, I didn't know you were a politician.
Ben, I'm surprised at you. Some of our best politicians are comedians.
Yeah, Tell me, Sophie, did you ever meet Senator Borah?
No, but I'd sure like to meet him. Can you imagine the last of the Red Hot Mamas meeting the last of the Red Hot Republicans?
Oh, gosh, we better get into the number, Sophie, before you do spill some beans.
All right, go.
Thank you. the bee. Let the cat run out of the bag. Let's tell the world that it's the gang. And if we are really truly in love, what a glorious feeling. Let's fill the bee. Let's tell the gang on Saturday night. Tell all your folks I'm deep to ride. And I'll be there something or other in home. I've got a play called Flick. I'll call Flick. I'll call you. Let's set a date for our removal. Hope it meets with your approval. Let's fill the bee. Tell everyone we're looking at things. Looking at tanks on the side of things. Tell them what that means. Let's fill the bee.
It's hard to describe the rich, full-bodied flavor of Pabst Box with just words. You should taste it, really. And when you do taste it, you'll agree that the season when you can order Pabst Box is all too short. Right now, it's time for Pabst Box. Surely you'll want to have it as often as possible.
Just a minute, Jimmy. Just a minute.
Yeah?
You look tired, too. Why don't you take the night off? Just go over in the corner and sit with the old maestro and let Tucker sell some beer. Where were you, please?
Oh, here, Sophie. Take my script. I was right here.
Thank you. All right, here we go. Pabst Box is being served and sold wherever you see a Pabst Blue Ribbon sign. Have some now. Your dealer will send it over. Taste it. And after you have, you'll agree that that's what you call blue. How it will thrill you. How it will satisfy you. And how am I doing?
You're doing very well, Sophie. Looks as if I'd better look out for my job.
Now, look here. You've had this job for a long time. How do you do it? How do you keep up?
Well, I take good care of myself, Sophie. Every morning, I take a cold shower.
Did you take one this morning?
No, there was no hot water. By the way, if you'll pardon me, Sophie, I think you took on a little weight while you were in England.
Maybe I did, Ben, but get this. Those Britishers like their Sophies well upholstered. As a matter of fact, I lost 50 pounds.
50 pounds? Diet?
No, races.
I think you'll like our next number, Sophie, seeing as how you just got back from dear old London. The song is called Tally Ho, and it's all about the hunt in England.
Ah, dear, yes. The dear old hunt in England.
The dear old hunt in England.
The dear old hunt.
Tell me, Sophie, what is this Tally Ho business anyhow? What's it all about?
Oh, Benny, it's ducky.
It's ducky.
And it needs a bit of dew.
A bit of dew?
Yes. You see, you get up at the crack of dawn, around 5 o'clock, have a cold cup, and the brick rub, and the light breakfast of toasted scones.
Toasted scones.
Toasted scones.
Yes,
and
yes.
A spot of marmalade.
A spot of marmalade.
Possibly a chitra. And some lousy coffee.
Oh.
Then you indulge in some light conversational fish-off with the Duchess of Bristlebury. Then you mount the altar, and you start hunting. And you hunt, and you hunt, and you hunt. Nobody knows what you're hunting about, but you hunt. Finally, somebody fires a shot, and you all go back to your lunch. Tally ho!
Tally ho! Tally ho! Tally ho!
That's the call that resounds with a riding two hounds, really makes a manly solo.
Tally ho! Tally ho! Tally ho!
On the Queen's private round, Mr. Duke's out of bounds. Pardon me, I thought it was solo.
Oh, he's out of the solo, tally ho! We're riding you
home.
On the green side of town, riding you
home. I'd say we arose at early morn, when the dew was on the thorn, to the sound of the hunter's horn.
Oh, away to the hunt, tally ho!
Oh, what a terrible spot. You know, there are times I think the hounds are riding too much. Well, after all is said and done, he's outnumbered 10-1. Now, what's the deuce? It's all in fun, tally ho!
Tally ho! We're riding you home. On the green
private
ground, riding
your hound. Over hill and over dale, we pursue the fox's trail, for we wanted the blighter's tail.
Oh, away to the hunt, tally ho!
Oh, we have nothing to lose. You know, if the fox were chasing us, then that would be news. In my scarlet coat and pants, I'll be taking quite a chance. Oh, I feel like a silly ass, tally ho! The fox is streaking across the heath with extraordinary verve. It appears from here he's in the clear, and he's taking the rail at the curve. This lord and lady mounts, what a mount, in a quandary, I fear. The lord in his red breeches, slightly sagging, at the rear.
Two hounds,
That looks like mighty overweight behind those yelping hounds. I do believe, upon my word, that Fox is out of bounds. You know, decisions in a case like this rest with the referee. Whatever score a dot off the four, they'll all go back to D.
Round four.
The fox is on his feet again, and he's looking rather spent. The hounds look pleased. They found the trees. They can't pick up the scent. The fox is leading in a stretch, and the hounds are in full cry. It's Dill or Oxford fighting back. A case of do or die. Oh, the fox is up ahead. Pretty soon we will be dead. Then we'll all go back to bed. Sally ho!
Elsa. Nicely done, Colonel Fager. Nicely done. And now, ladies and gentlemen...
Hold on, Maestro. Hold on. Tucker is still on the job.
Why, Sophie, you've been very, very sweet tonight. And it was swell of you to take over the program and all that. But right now, I want to tell the folks about your opening. The biggest, thrilling, the most beautiful opening that Broadway has seen for many a year, that Hollywood place. And I'm not going to let you get out of this year's studio tonight, Sophie, without you doing a bit of a thorn. This is all far enough.
All right, Maestro, I'll sing. I'll sing gladly. But get me in the mood. Give me some sentimental music.
I will, Sophie. Have you finished that story you were telling me this afternoon?
Which one was that, then?
Oh, you remember. The one where you started to cry.
I remember. There were tears. Those were mingled tears of joy and sorrow. I had been thinking, just before I saw you, of those wonderful words that the poet Bacon said about everything being beautiful, even a love affair that's dead. And the thought crept through my hazy mind that possibly I could see the beautiful side of a love that died, a misfortune that hasn't seen. The smile that I wore was a monument to his kiss on the night that we met, and the tear that I shed was a memory too, but one that I'd rather forget. I've kidded myself, and I've humored myself, and I've tried the lovely philosophy taken and plotted. But still, somewhere, far away, over Naples Bay, that's where my thoughts keep turning. Down by the sea, where romance came to me, picturing the sea, and what might have been. But it's in vain that I'm yearning. They changed it all, and I'm left to recall. Was on the Isle of Capri that I found him beneath the shade of an old walnut tree. I felt the sweet air of romance around him when we met on the Isle of Capri. Darling, but somehow fate had meant him for me. So he sailed with a tide in the morning, still my heart on the Isle of Capri. Summertime was nearly over. He said, lady, I'm a rover. All I want is 1 hour of love. With every word, every hope had descended, just like the leaves from an old walnut tree. He kissed my hand, and our romance ended. Was goodbye on the Isle of
going to play. The boys are going to play. Thanks, Sophie. The boys are going to play. Well, by God. Sophie, it looks as if you stopped the show. I'm afraid you'll have to do another number. Haven't you got another number?
Yes, the one we rehearsed, Maestro.
Oh, dear, dear, you're exposing me. Will you tell that swell accompanist, Sophie?
You mean Transcontinental Shapiro?
Oh, yes,
yes, we have a brand new number for the first time on the air, and I think the girls listening in will like it. Every little doggie has his day. Every little doggie has his day. Right now, you're having everything your way. You're having your fun, but my time will come, 'cause every little doggie has his day. Every little sinner has to pay. You're gonna pay for treating me this way. You're laughing at me, but wait till you see that every little doggie has his day. You wanna come back, you wanna come back. You come running round and try to patch things up. You're gonna come back, you're gonna come back. Sitting up and begging like a pup. Baby, just remember what I say. You'll sure regret you ever ran away. I'm warning you now, you'll be howling and howl, 'cause every little doggie has his day. Benny, tell me, why do you always so fight? Don't you know a barking dog don't bite?
Why, Sophie, that hound seeks me. He's loaded with fleas.
Let the little doggie have his day. Is this battle all poor Winchell's fault?
Why, Sophie, are you deserting me? Hold your bow.
He ain't no puzzle, just put on his muzzle. Oh, let the little doggie have his day.
Why, I hear that he snores. In the east of his night. Why, even in his sleep, he's talking about someone's wife.
I've even heard worse. This comes from a nurse.
What a life.
By all the stars and heavens up above.
That's just a place a mother dear could love.
You're a couple of phonies. But we know you're old cronies.
I wish Winchell had been born 100 years ago.
Why, then?
Then he wouldn't be alive today.
Oh, let the little doggy have his day. Ben.
Oh, Sophie.
Ben.
Sophie, I hope that they don't misinterpret that I'm really one of Winchell's staunchest admirers. I am, really.
Ben, the last time I was on the air, I understand that the folks listening in enjoyed the mathematical problem I gave them. And at this time, I have something different.
Uh-huh.
Just for the gentlemen.
Yeah,
now, Ben, I want you, Wallington, and all the men listening in, and all you men here in the studio, stand up. Please stand up, everybody. That's it. Now, bend your left knee toward your right knee. That right?
Yeah, sir.
Put your right hand on your right hip.
Yeah, sir.
That's right. Now, lift your head. Yeah. Turn it to the left. Raise your eyes to the ceiling. Now, girls, look at them, the big sissies.
Thank you, Sophie. That was marvelous. Hello. It just remains time, ladies and gentlemen, for a chorus of one of the swellest of the new Fox Trot, written by Milton Nager, the little professor, one of my golf pupils, called Two Heads Against the Moon. And Frank Prince. Good old Frank is going to sing a half a chorus. Due to the limitations of time, dear, dear, this is Professor Einstein Bernays speaking.
Two heads against the moon, two hearts in two, we shared a kiss so tender, a lovely scene, but shadows came between, two heads that were against the moon. I remember every thrilling embrace, every moment so divine. You've forgotten both the time and the place, yet you whisper to me, whatever there be, two heads against the moon. But all too soon, the world lost all its splendor. You said goodbye. Now, darling, here am I, one lonely head against the moon.
Nice work, Frank. Nice work. Would three members of the fair sex lend thy pearly little ears?
Hark, and while the maestro whispers unto thee, and I don't mean sweet nothing, when unbeknownst to thee guests arise, do not be unhappy. Follow the old maestro's whispering campaign.
Springtime is time for buffet lunches, and it's also time for pats. When you put the old cold meats on the table, put plenty of bottles of Pabst Blue Ribbon beer and ale on the spare, too. Very simple and very appetizing. Make sure now that you all have got plenty of Pabst Blue Ribbon beer and ale in the house to meet both your regular and emergency needs. And ladies and gentlemen, next Tuesday night, the lovely Ethel Chate, known affectionately as Mrs. George Olson, is going to be with us in dear old Toronto. You all going to listen in? And now the time has come to lend thine ears to Au Revoir Pleasantry. Au Revoir Pleasantry. Think of us when requesting beer. Until the next time when possibly you all may tune in again, keep the old maestro always in your seat. Yelza. Yelza, this is Ben Burney, ladies and gentlemen, and all the lads, wishing you a bit of pleasant dream. May good luck and happiness, success, good health, and good cheer attend your school. And now, we've got to leave you here. Don't forget that good old fat blue ribbon beer, Yelza. Au revoir, upon Cheerio, upon Toodle-Doo, a bit of a sweet treat. God bless you, and pleasant dreams.
The Pabst Blue Ribbon Program reaches you each week at the same time. This is the National Broadcasting Company.